Nothing going in Saratoga.
You know, I saw some horses this weekend, Nick.
Aqueduct?
No, in the country. Just running around out in the fields, doing whatever they want to do. Nobody's sitting on their backs.
You're kidding. I don't believe it. 20 years I've been playing hunches, and I've never seen one like this.
What's his name?
Pygmy Nick.
Really?
Yeah. Look, see? 30-1 on the morning line.
Think it's some kind of sign?
Sign? It's an order. I'm gonna get that bet in before it's too late.
Hey, I thought Barney talked to you about making bets from the squad room.
Whoa, Joe. I feel that if I do my job here properly, I mean, it's no one else's business what I do with my spare moments. And this isn't one of them.
What?
Nothing important.
Where did Dietrich and Harris?
They're still out. They had stakeout duty last night.
Oh, that's right. What have we got this morning?
Nothing. It's been real quiet.
No calls at all?
I haven't made any.
In the absence of hard crime, I trust you gentlemen can find something constructive to do.
I think so.
Good morning.
Hmm?
I said good morning.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Barn.
How'd the stakeout go?
Say what?
How did the stakeout go?
Oh, nobody showed up, Barn. We just sat there in the car all night. Me and Dietrich.
I see.
Yeah.
Where is he now?
Man, every time he opens his mouth, something irritating comes out.
Harris, look, you spent a long time in close quarters. It's only natural that there would be some friction. You probably got on his nerves, too.
Mm-mm, Barney, I tried.
Wow.
Morning, Captain. Nick, morning.
Hi, Ron.
Wojo.
Morning.
Do right that, dude. Do that. Do be about five. Long time no see.
Oh, please. Mark, did my apartment service call in?
Nope.
You sure?
Oh, yeah, he's been watching the phones pretty good.
You still don't have an apartment?
No, Barn, I've been looking, but there are just no places out there.
Given the housing situation, maybe you should consider revising your demands.
Hey, look, all I want is a basic, decent human shelter. And a terrace. Got to have one.
Listen, like I said before, you're welcome to bunk with me in my place.
Oh, no thanks.
I mean, if push comes to shove.
It might.
When we get back to work, there'll be many opportunities for you to be together.
Funny guy, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Barnes, you know what's weird? Been here 45 minutes. There hasn't been a single call. No assaults, burglaries, no nothing.
Phones are broken.
Oh, my God.
Sir, call over the radio disturbance at Harding High School.
Phone's out downstairs, too?
Yes, sir. The whole area went out about a half hour ago. Didn't you know?
No, and I would have appreciated it if I had been informed.
Well, I was going to call, but the phones were out. Of course, I could have come up in person, but...
All right, we got a 402.
I'll take it. I'm itching for some little activity.
All right, you and Dietrich.
Yeah, I'll get your coat. Here you go. You don't mind if I stuff? I had to pay for him before we get there.
Yeah. You can't be a nice guy. I tried. You'll be nice to them, and they insult you. You'll be understanding, and they laugh in your face.
Okay, just take it easy. What do we got here, Dietrich?
Howard Gabriel, history teacher at Harding High School.
You turn the other cheek, and they slash your tires.
Go into your pockets here.
What happened, Nick?
Apparently he left his class and ran up onto the roof.
I had to scream! You're not allowed to do that in the halls.
When we got there, he was on the edge of the roof yelling down at the kids.
Oh, no. I was on the roof, but they were yelling up at me. They were yelling, Mr. Gabriel, jump, Mr. Gabriel. Howard, come on, Howard, jump, Mr. Gabriel, jump. That's what they were yelling.
Very similar to the chorus in a Greek tragedy.
Right.
Rhythmic. And macabre.
Right.
Rotten kids. I should have jumped. I could have taken two, maybe three of them with me.
He had this stuff in his briefcase.
Handcuffs, mace, a blackjack.
That's the first rule of teaching. Get their respect.
Mr. Gabriel, I would imagine there are better ways of establishing rapport with one's class.
Oh, what do you want me to do? You want me to go in there like that guy Cotter on TV? Armed only with my wit?
Well,
if I told them jokes like he did, that they would cut my heart out with their little pencils.
Sergeant Dietrich will take your statement.
Have a seat over there, Mr. Gabriel.
Oh, God, how I hate that show.
Welcome back. You know how they welcome back Mr. Blaine, the librarian? Blew up his car.
Barn. Dispatch just called in. Crest Diamond Exchange alarm went off. Looks like somebody's tunneling in.
Sir, Crest Diamond Exchange, robbery in progress.
You already know.
Oh, I'm confirming it.
Who's on with you?
Harris.
He's not here. All right, take a couple of uniforms.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Right, sir. Well, we're on together.
Yeah.
This must be about the fifth time we're on together, huh?
At least.
Practically partners. Yeah. I think we work pretty good together, don't you?
Yeah.
Two guys work close enough, they develop a radar between them.
Right, I see that.
Watch us.
See?
Able to anticipate each other. Always know what the other guy's thinking.
What his next move is gonna be. I knew he was gonna do that.
Now look, you guaranteed me that you would find me an apartment. What do you mean I can't afford to live in Manhattan? Oh, yeah, but look, I want my $75 back. No, yeah? Well, look, how would you like it if I... Hello?
Oh, sure, they say treat them with compassion. Treat them like people, but they are not people. They are animals.
Put you in a cage now.
That's it. We'll put them in cages instead of classrooms. Then, if they do their work, if they behave, we'll feed them. Just like Pavlov's dog.
It was a poodle, wasn't it?
Right. Okay. Yeah, thank you. Something's happened to Wojo. Barney, a call from dispatch. Wojo and Levitt caught the guy in the store, and then Wojo chased him back into the tunnel, and the whole thing collapsed on both of them.
They get him out?
That's all he knew.
You better, you better stay close to dispatch.
Okay, Barney.
Well, I'll come with you.
No.
You hang in here. I'll be right back.
What happened?
Is he all right?
He's all right.
Where is he, Barnes?
He's in the hospital. The doctors wanted to keep an eye on him for a few extra days.
Oh, wow. The dispatcher made it sound like he was buried alive.
He was. Paramedics told me that when they pulled him out, there was no heartbeat. They couldn't even find a pulse.
You mean he was dead?
Well, wasn't dead. He just wasn't,
alive.
Somewhere in between.
Oh, Captain Miller. Captain Miller.
What?
What's going to happen to me? I mean, am I going to go to jail?
Well, Mr. Gabriel, in cases like this, usually observation is called for.
I don't suppose it matters anyhow. I am through with Harding. I am through with the whole New York school system.
Don't write yourself off completely yet.
I still remember my first day at Harding. I walked into that classroom
young and enthusiastic, full of ideas, eager to reach and affect their minds, I turned around to write my name on the blackboard. They set my desk on fire.
In here, Kreitzer, move it.
Hey, take it easy. I was just in a cave-in. Is our tunnel on?
Leroy Kreitzer, male Caucasian.
You love it.
I'm also relieved to hear that Sergeant Wojciechowicz will be all right, sir.
What was that big hot dog doing coming in after me? That tunnel wasn't built for someone with Joan Crawford's shoulders.
Harris, you want to book him?
Sit down over there.
Sit down over there.
She sent him in after me, not the Hulk.
Come on.
Hey, cut that out. I got dirt in my throat. What am I supposed to do?
Swallow it.
Yeah, sir, I hope you didn't think I was derelict in my duty.
Oh, of course not, Levitt.
I wanted to go in after him, but Sergeant Wojciechowicz pushed me aside.
I heard, Levitt. They told me how you tried to dig him out before the fire department got there.
I thought it was best not to wait, sir.
Well, the way I heard it, your actions could even be described as, heroic.
I'm Burton Shaw, Vice Principal, Harding High School.
I'm really sorry about this, Bert.
Howard? What the hell are you doing in there? A teacher in jail. Do you realize the position you're putting us in?
Excuse me. Mr.
Shaw, Burton Shaw, Vice Principal, Harding High.
I'm Captain Miller.
Captain?
Mr. Shaw, I realize it's not really my place to say anything, and although this was an unfortunate incident, it's apparent that Mr. Gabriel's been under a tremendous amount of pressure. I really think you should take that into consideration.
So? What's your point?
The school system can't afford to lose experienced teachers like Mr. Gabriel. So maybe after he has a little rest, sees a doctor...
Are you kidding? I want him back in class tomorrow. Rest? You just had a day off.
Man,
what do you call today? What's all this nonsense about doctors?
Well, I did go a little crazy.
Howard, you're as sane as I am. You aren't crazy? You're talking about Mrs. Slade. She taught sex education. She showed an animated VD film narrated by a little cricket. The kids tore that room apart. She's in the rest home upstate now.
Sorry to hear that.
She sent me a potholder for Christmas.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Wojo, it's good to see you.
Right. What are you doing here? Oh. I thought you were supposed to be in the hospital.
No, I feel good. I wouldn't need to stay there.
Well, you want to go home? Take the rest of the day off.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Barney, I almost took the rest of my life off.
All right, listen... Take it easy, huh?
Right. Hey, it's really good to have you back, man. Sorry. Good to see you. Nice to see you. How's it feel to look at a ghost, huh, Nick?
What? Well, we get used to.
I'm telling you, I'm quitting this business. I mean, it ain't worth it anymore. But with the sensor alarms, 3-foot steel walls.
Yeah, well, you know, you gotta keep pace with the technology.
You know, one time you used to be able to rent an empty store right next to the bank. You go down 30, 40 feet, and then bingo, you're in the vault.
Right. Just go down for pictures and prints, huh?
Today you try to rent a place that costs you $1,500 a month. First and last, in advance. References, security.
Tell me about it.
Hey, look at these phones, no wires.
Been a lot of progress since you've been gone.
Wojo?
Yeah.
I'm curious. You know, when you were... gone.
Did you feel anything?
No. After death, there's a void. It's a complete cessation of all feeling.
Dietrich, I'm the guy who was there. And, yeah, I felt something.
Oh, yeah?
Well, it was kind of pleasant. I mean, I felt real warm. And, I think I might have heard these voices.
Sure, you were laying on a phone line.
Well, all I know is that when you die, you don't just lay there. Something happens.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm talking about your soul.
Oh, well, that's a whole other bundle of laundry. No offense.
I just don't think I can handle it anymore.
Sure you can, Howard. You're a damn fine teacher.
I appreciate that, but...
Listen, Howard, sometimes those kids get a little frisky, but they have genuine affection for you. I've noticed it.
They hate my guts.
Howard, you realize, with the budget the way it is, if you leave, they won't give us another teacher.
I know that. I just think I have to get away someplace. Try to get my perspective back.
Howard, you've got a responsibility back there at that school. You've got a commitment to those youngsters. That's a sacred trust.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just can't go back there at this time.
Well, I'm not taking over your classes. I'm not going back in there with those barbarians.
Oh, so that's the reason, isn't it, Bert? That's the reason.
Yes, it's the reason. I sweated for 20 years to get out of that damn classroom, and I'm not letting some wacko teacher put me back in.
Now, you take it easy, Bert. Take it easy.
Take it easy! Howard, I'm a vice principal. Have you got any idea how much those thugs would love to get me in a classroom alone, Howard?
I am sorry, but I have made up my mind.
Well, I don't care what you've made up. You're coming back. If I have to drag your fuck my stuff, come on!
All right, just take it easy. All right. What seems to be the problem?
I was just attempting to reason with Mr. Gabriel.
I'd appreciate it if you attempted to reason with Mr. Gabriel without attempting to assault Mr. Gabriel.
Okay? Well, I have to be getting back to the school now. I've got a lesson to prepare. Oh, Howard, what is the damn class anyway?
European history.
What are you up to?
You're studying the Spanish Inquisition. Kids are going to have him whimpering by lunchtime.
Somebody's got to teach him, Mr. Gabriel.
Of course, if I did go back, I know what it would be like. Hey, there goes Mr. Gabriel, the guy who went bananas. The maniac, the lunatic. I can just hear them now. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Woj, you all right?
Yeah.
You look a little disturbed.
Well, I'm just trying to remember what it was really like when I was, dead.
I really don't think it's gonna help anything to dwell on it.
Well, what do you think happens after you die?
That's really not my area of expertise.
Dietrich knows.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Yeah, he says that, nothing happens afterward. That's it.
Seems obvious.
You mean to tell me that you don't believe that there is something up there that plans everything for all of us?
If you're talking about a personal interested being who's directing our lives and destinies, I'd have to say no.
Well, I just don't happen to agree with you. Excuse me. 12 Precinct, Your Honor.
Unfortunately, Dietrich, we're not all blessed with your certainty. So if you don't mind, I'm afraid we're all going to have to muddle through it with all our questions and our doubts.
Thank you. Pick me Nick One. I won $400. I guess that settles that.
This weekend and every weekend, turn to TV Land for a 48-hour non-stop marathon of one fine show. With all the best episodes all weekend long. TV Land Fandemonium Marathon Weekends. Always one thing on.